This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why can't I recognize that song? I feel like I totally see baseball.
All right.
Okay. TJB show at 7 after the hour. I'm Jay Kirscher. Doug is on his way.
There I am.
There you are.
All right, so 7 past the hour. I thought that we ought to go over one of the things we were talking about on the Countdown show last Friday, and that is with regard to the situation down, is it Uvalde? I never can, is it, how do we pronounce that? Uvalde, the shooting.
I don't want to disrespect them by mispronouncing it, but I've been struggling to find the pronunciation. But the Robb Elementary School in Texas, heartbreaking massacre of those children.
So the Department of Justice is going to review the police response. And this has already become a political football because the people who love the police could do no wrong, are really up in arms about the reality of what seems to be them booting the ball, if you will. The argument about whether they should have gone in or shouldn't have gone in, it seems
to
me...
Why it took so long to go in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So the mourning that's going on, I guess over the weekend, there was on Sunday 3 or 4 hours that was set aside in Uvalde for the families, the 19 children. We all know what the stats are. It so annoys me. The news media thinks everybody's stupid. Every single story a week after this happened still has the same information in it. There is a lot of new information, and so... I thought this tribute at the school, Biden went there, his wife went there, placed a bouquet of white flowers, with all the flowers in front of the school. Then they, went to, each of the places where the students are being remembered. The first lady touched the children's photos. So this is an important, this, and there's no question about the fact this is a very important event, and the situation has so many different pages to it, Jay. But I believe that at this point we are so tired as a country, collectively and individually, of these shootings. I think, and I wonder if you've asked this question, if we can get some input from people, whether or not this is going to be the George Floyd moment. Now that we've come to realize that George Floyd and what happened with him and the police pretty much started the Black Lives Matter movement, the bloodbath there, does it represent the straw that breaks the camel's back when it comes to gun control issues? Who gets a gun? Especially kids.
Well, there's been so much in the news just this past weekend of different mass shootings, and the technical definition for a mass shooting is 4 or more people that were shot, whether they were injured or killed, and it excludes whoever the gunman is. And there were, I believe, 8 from Wednesday through the weekend, different mass shootings, just in all the different locations, but with the one in Texas... There's so much because you are wondering why law enforcement didn't go in. Well, some people are saying, who is it, the incident commander says they thought that the active shooting had stopped and the gunman had just barricaded himself inside the school. You have reports of parents showing up at that school trying to go in, urging the police officers to go in. The parents are trying to go in themselves and getting arrested. I believe one mom
Ridiculous.
Was put in handcuffs, was arrested, got out of it, and crawled through a window and got her kids who were in a different classroom. Parents doing that stuff, and reports of kids who were in that school who have cell phones, and they were calling 911 asking why nobody is coming into the school. That should never be happening. And even if we...
Well, but it's more of the improper training, the lunacy that comes with, you know, expecting the police to know how to do everything. But this is their role. This is their job.
This, and
not
this gunman,
being social workers, but being prepared for circumstance. There's no excuse in this day and age for police officers anywhere not to have been trained. It's a sad reality that we do have to be trained in these things, and maybe that's part of what needs to be done. As Biden left that church on Sunday, there were a bunch of people outside chanting, "Do something, do something, do something." And Biden, before he got into his car, said, "We will." Okay, so what does that mean?
Yeah, what is that? Because the question is, what will be done? What can be done? You think about all of the people who have killed somebody by gun who did not get that gun legally. Guns are still on the streets. That's still legally. This gunman did get it legally. He actually did. After his 18th birthday, he went, and based on what Texas laws are, he was able to get that gun and go and do this. So
those laws
need to be
changed.
Happening legally and illegally.
There are a lot of laws that protect. It almost seems like there doesn't need to be more law. There needs to be more law enforcement, not more laws.
Yeah,
what
it doesn't
seem
like the laws currently in place really aren't being enforced.
Everything is up, and you can comment on our phone line. The comment line is 502-617-4DJV. That's 502-617-4358. If you have a thought about this, you can share it on the socials at DJV Show, or you can do it on that phone line, 502-617-4358. Biden said after, I guess he tweeted this, Jay, he's grieving, he's praying, stands with the people there, and, quote, "We are committed to turning this pain into action." Okay, so
parents
what's
don't want to hear
action?
That anymore.
I know.
Yeah,
what's
parents who have lost a child due to this, they do not want to hear about thoughts and prayers anymore. They're over it.
Well, law enforcement agencies are stepping on themselves. The DOJ is going to release the findings. But again, here we are. We know that the police screwed up. And so under the circumstances, easy to be a critic. What resolve is there to this? I think one of the things people are kind of pussyfooting around on is to point fingers. You know, I said, is this the George Floyd moment? There are a lot of police, unfortunately, who are improperly trained or just shouldn't be police. And I don't know what category here this falls into. I'm kind of tired of talking on the air about these things. I don't want to always have a negative thought about the police because the police are all not negative. That's a double negative. So
there are so many police officers who are incredible. They are incredible human beings. They're fantastic at their
job. It's the management as much as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And management is about training, that sort of thing. These guys are out there kind of on their own. And a lot of times people get promoted to being the police captain or the police chief because they're known in the community and they're nice guys and they've been around for a long time. But do they really have what it takes? I know in the police department of the town of Ashland, which is next to Framingham, hired a woman who had been a captain in another town. And so she applied for the job and they hired her to be the police chief. People said, women, they can't be police chiefs. Why not? Women can do all kinds of other. What's the difference? If they know what they're doing, then they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then there are
people
those who
are
say,
people.
It'll affect the morale. I heard some people in Framingham saying, it'll affect the morale of the police department if they have to take orders from a woman. What kind of stupid thinking is that at this point? Think about that. Now, I'm going back when those people, remember the Justice Department conducted a review after the terrorist attack in San Bernardino in 2015 and also after the shoot-up at that nightclub in Orlando. There were a lot of questions, But there were really no, oh, they investigated it. Okay, so then what? Nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
And you would think that journalism would, like, journalists would want to inquire more about follow-ups. Like, okay, so where do we stand now? What's happening now? What's the latest information? And if you're not, if there's no information to be given, well, why not?
Yeah, I see all of this stuff. That open door and what that all led to, there's a lot more clarity here as we've gotten through the weekend after that rampage. The shooter could have been stopped any number of times. But at this point, you know, you look at the timeline and you look at all the things that happened. So what? At this point, this is rehashing the old stuff. Then what do we do to keep this from happening again? Who knows what each individual circumstance? You want your kids to go to school in a jail? You want fences around? Is that what our country has come to? Is that what we stand for? Is this the only way you can placate, if you will, the people who are in charge of gun sales, gun laws, all of this stuff? Is this the way the country is now? We're going to have fences around all the schools.
So I would be okay with it if that meant that I could send my son to school and he would be safe because somebody who had ill intentions would go in. Well, I would be okay with that.
Why do we have people with ill intentions that have the ability to execute on those ill intentions? That's the thing that troubles me. 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
You know, when you think about all of this stuff, we talk about the war in Ukraine, we talk about we've got a war going on here in America, we're shooting each other, where does it go? It's very frustrating, frankly. I chuckle because I don't know what to say, and it's very difficult for somebody who is in the business of talking for a living not to know what to say. I usually have something to say about everything. But I don't know what to say that hasn't already been said. I've been doing this for a long time, talked about many of these. You were just telling me you just ran down all of the shootings that took place over the weekend. We're just shooting up everything. There's shots fired and people being shot every day. Awful.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twenty-three after the hour here on the DJV program. Memorial Day weekend coming to a close, but still a lot of people are out and about. I know that some people extend. They go away on Thursday afternoon. They don't come back until Wednesday morning.
Well, yeah, a lot of kids are already done with school, and just colleges have been done with school, so it's kind of, this is, you know, the unofficial start to summer. Summer actually starts, what is it, June 20th?
21st.
Somewhere around there, 21st?
Yep, first full day of the 22nd. Yeah, so we are, but it's warm, looking around the country, it's fairly warm. It's kind of, I want to talk about this a little bit, the gardens and things that are being done this time of year, things are growing, and I'll have some farm observations in a few minutes. But right now, let's get to Bruce Willis, who, speaking of the summertime, seems to be at least enjoying the weather, even though he doesn't really know much about the weather. He's pretty much now a vegetable, isn't he?
No. He just has trouble speaking and understanding language. He has aphasia, which is... it's caused by brain injury or stroke, but it happens when damage is done to one or more of the language areas of the brain. Mm-hmm. He was out taking a stroll with friends, having dinner. He was diagnosed 2 months ago, so his diagnosis is fairly recent. His wife, Emma Hemming, even posted a video of Bruce Willis playing backyard basketball with friends. He's still very active. It's just the language situation. Yeah, he has trouble understanding and speaking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's a misdiagnosis there on my part after reading a couple of things about aphasia. So, all right, but he's still alive and hopefully can enjoy his life. Not the case with Ray Liotta. The end of the line for him at the age of 67. People are still talking. Been talking about him through the weekend. What is his fiance saying?
It was so shocking and so heartbreaking. And we still don't have a cause of death, so I'm sure there's going to be more information coming out about this, kind of in the same way Bob Saget's death earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So Ray Liotta's fiance, J.C. Notolo, had she posted tribute to her fiance on Instagram, and she said that she and Ray shared a deep love. She'll cherish it in her heart forever. They laughed daily. They were inseparable. And it was one of those real loves that a person dreams of, and just also continues that he was the most beautiful person inside and out that she had ever known. And even just saying that was an understatement for her. He died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic while he was there filming Dangerous Waters, and his fiance was there with him. And he had revealed back in last year at some point that when he and his fiance first met, they really didn't want to get into a relationship with each other. It was their adult kids who set them up. And really? She has a 10-year-old. Her youngest is a 10-year-old, and he was kind of like, I don't want to raise a 10-year-old at my age. But they ended up meeting, and they were kind of just so beyond smitten with each other and became inseparable ever since.
Not nice.
We've been dating.
I love that word.
2020, December 2020.
I don't you love that word, smitten? I think there's something about that word. Very cool. Speaking about very cool, LeBron James surprised some children in Ohio on their last day of school. What did he do?
Yeah, in Akron, where he's from. So LeBron does, it's the I Promise School. He opened it in 2018.
He started it, yeah.
Yeah, he started it, and it's free tuition, free transportation, uniforms, bikes, helmets. The parents have a food pantry. There's also GED and job placement services for the parents of the kids that go there. And he surprised them on the last day of school, giving a really encouraging speech, and it was fantastic.
Nice. Congrats. All right, 28 after on the DJV.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Well, this morning there's going to be a tomb wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown. We also do a wreath laying at the U.S. Navy Memorial in the capital region. There's also a couple of parades that all of the different service branch ceremonial guards will be partaking in. And it's all to pay tribute to our fallen shipmates and soldiers that have come before us and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
U.S. Navy Command Master Paul McCrory on Fox News Monday morning. Hurricane Agatha was expected to fall apart over the mountains of Mexico and dissipate by Wednesday. But there is a small chance its remnants could emerge in the Gulf of Mexico, where it could become the Atlantic Basin's first named storm of 2022. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Republican Congressman Dr. Ronnie Jackson, speaking on Newsmax about the deadly shootings in his state of Texas, believes that a look must be taken at the moral decline in the United States as the root cause of such violent acts.
Well, the whole state of Texas and the whole country, for that matter, are mourning, what happened there. And our prayers are with them, and we're going to do everything we can from the state perspective and from the federal perspective to help this community heal, everything we can to make sure this never happens again. And I've said before, I really think we have to look at the big picture here and look at the root cause, and I think that we have to address the moral decline in this country, because I think that's a big part of what's going on here. We've gotten away from family and from God and from community. And those are things that we have to embrace again. That's what made this country great and what made this country safe, quite honestly. I could have never imagined something like this happening when I was growing up in a town. It was roughly the same size as Uvalde here in Texas as well. But things have changed now, and our kids are exposed to a lot of stuff that's harmful to them, with video games, these violent video games that they're exposed to at a very early age. And I've said before, some of the lyrics and the rap music and stuff that they listen to is not healthy, and we need to address this kind of stuff. This is what's causing a lot of these problems.
Astronomers are excited about the possibility of a new meteor shower on Monday night, Tuesday morning. In order for the Tau Herculeid shower to be visible, pieces of comet SW3 must be traveling faster than 220 miles per hour to enter the atmosphere. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The hospitalizations are down. The deaths in hospitalizations for COVID-19 are dramatically down. But where we are, whether this pandemic has moved to an endemic and something we can live with, this is a big question which we're all hoping for. We now have, fortunately for so many of us, the availability of home testing.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you do? It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, going through the things that we ought to be thinking about as the weekend ends and the new work week begins, the new reality of summertime. The National Garden Bureau has declared 2022 the year of the garden. Actually, the reason I was thinking about this is because over the weekend we did our garden here. I always have about an acre in the garden set aside, and I have a rototiller that I put on one of the tractors, and it really smooths out the available land. So you can go in, and it's the dirt, and the surface is nice and soft, so you can plant the seeds, or you can plant the plants. We have peppers and tomatoes. And we have potatoes, we have corn, actually not much. I'm going to plant a field of corn down. I have a big park that I use. I've been plowing down there all weekend to get it ready to seed into hay. And I also am going to set aside 3 acres of corn for the cows. The point is, it's a wonderful time of year to watch things grow. Where the fellow who partners with me, he's got the truck farm up the street, planted 4 or 5 acres of corn a week ago Saturday, and we were both looking. We both stopped in the field yesterday because the corn has come out of the ground already, and it's about an inch or two, and you can see it every day. That's what I love about this time, especially
it's
kind of
so
warm and wet, and yeah, things are growing fast. So if you
and
have,
especially the things that flower first, I would love to be a part of the gardening community, but I am not great at gardening. I only just learned weeks ago that you have to still water your flowers that you plant outside. They don't just thrive on their own somehow. I did not know that, and I know I'm not the only person that did not know that.
No, of course not. There are a lot of people who don't, because we don't. There's this divorce, if you will, lack of connection between the farm, what grows, and the normal population. People think of my farm's open every weekend. People come by the hundreds this past weekend. We're going to have a farmer's market starting next weekend. It'll be strawberry season getting started. People come and they look and they're like amazed at how things grow. But yet that, because so much of the family life back in, when I was a kid even, but going back further than that, many of the grandparents that are listening now can remember everybody had a garden. Everybody, as a matter of fact, this time of year, they called them victory gardens, not necessarily in concert with Memorial Day, and it wasn't about vegetables, but it just is having this ability. We sort of are reinventing the gardens, small gardens, large gardens. You heard me a few weeks ago, maybe here, I think I did it on the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week as well, talking about this. There's a building, I can't remember what city it was in, but it was a huge building, and they had a couple of acres on the roof. So they shipped up dirt and compost, and they planted a garden about an acre, if you can imagine it, on the roof of this huge building.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so great. Right. I still maintain, I would love to grow my own vegetables, but the best vegetables I've ever eaten in my life have come from farmers markets or a neighbor's backyard.
Well, you see, but that's the reason they call this the year of the garden, is because everything has become so expensive. The surging prices of meat, for example, we have a fellow, I have resisted this in the past because I don't like, I don't slaughter my animals. The cows are my friends, and I don't eat my friends. So I have, and I've kind of pushed my own values, if you will. So when we've had opportunities, we haven't had an official farmer's market, but we've had a lot of time on the farm over the last 3 or 4 years to bring in people. There are some fishmongers who come. There are people who sell chicken, but I never wanted to have beef. But this year we're going to change that and there's a fellow who's got some beef from his own organically grown cows, and so he's had them dressed off. And, you make sure that that there is somebody that actually inspects. One of the big things about the problems in the poultry industry is the government inspectors haven't done their job. Gee whiz, imagine that. And so they have had a big problem, especially at Tyson's, but Purdue too, to a point. So now you have your own local people that are sources of everything. You can get beef locally. You can get chicken locally. You can get pork locally. We're going to do all of that at our farmer's market. And I know you can get it if you can go find a farmer's market on your own or your own local farms. The year of the garden, though, also points to what you can do because of the expense, what it's going to cost you to buy things. Go buy some seeds. Go buy some plants and find some place to plant them. Maybe you've got some window boxes, or you've got a porch, or you've got something. It's become a good hobby for a lot of people. But this way you can control the food. You can save some money. Very, very, I think this is a great way to, one of the things I do with my grandson was buy, a few years ago, I had a fellow on the farm show from a company called Let Us Grow. And that year you weren't with me yet, Jay, but I gave these lettuce grows to everybody that was on the air because they did just that. It was a hydroponic way of growing things, and taught my grandson. He's fascinated with stuff, and the fascination with growing things came from having one of these. They live in Los Angeles, you know, on Beverly Glen. There's no
gardens. That's fantastic.
You know, they get a porch, so they put the lettuce grow on the porch and grow things there. And Miles gets all excited about things as they grow. And you can watch them every day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it always seems, too, that there's less of the, like, recalls when you have the mass production of produce. You don't have the recalls when it's
when you're growing
yourself, when you go to the farmer's market or anything. Like, you were talking about strawberries earlier, and there's a huge recall on strawberries in, like, everywhere. No, fresh organic.
No.
And frozen.
But this week,
Kroger, it's horrible.
Oh, that's a great idea. Buy a bunch of strawberries, even though they won't be cheap, but you can fast freeze them. I forget what that process is called, but it's basically flash freezing, but there's a word for it. And you can then have your own strawberries during the winter time. There are thousands of varieties of vegetables and fruits and herbs. There are many, like broccoli. I kind of like to grow broccoli. We got that
going.
And bell peppers that are awesome, right? And there's no right or wrong way. You're not going to hurt. Nobody's going to get hurt if the stuff doesn't grow. It just doesn't grow. But some people want to start it from seed. Some people start from plants. I do a little of both. There's an organic farm right next door, and they have a lot of seedlings, and they have little plants that they grow. So I use those often in my garden.
But I've heard a lot of people say that you start growing something indoors, and then once it gets bigger, then plant it outdoors.
Yeah, you can start.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, sometimes it is. Put it in the sun. It's a great way to teach kids, again, about how things grow. Watch it grow. We have the fellow that's a truck farmer up the street starts in February with his tomato plants with seedlings, and they grow in a hothouse. They've got a greenhouse. And they have now early tomatoes. They've just started this week with early tomatoes, which is at least a month and a half before you would get them planting them in the ground. Because now you're getting them in the ground, so they're not usually ready until sometime after it's July 4th. Usually that's when corn's available, unless you get an early jag of it in, you know, some of these greenhouses. I just think that this is a place to go teach your youngsters about how to grow things, see what lives, if you will, how you can celebrate the wonder of nature by growing things yourself. And you'll deal with a couple of things, learning how to do that sort of thing is great, teaching how things grow, but also saving some money. The record high meat prices pretty much having a chilling effect on the grilling that's taken place. Ground beef, chicken, all that stuff is at all-time highs. You can't really grow. I mean, it's not like you can have your garden for the veggies, but you can't grow the chicken, although a lot of people have little, you know, chicken. They have half a dozen chickens for eggs, that sort of thing. They have a lot of that around here. But you're not going to grow cows. And, you know, everybody used to have a cow with two or three. I remember growing up, we had 14 cows on the farm at first, the first farm that I spent a lot of time. And that was enough for milk for the family, sold some of it, and also, you know, there was a cow probably slaughtered every year. And I remember, you know, the fat was different from a dairy cow than it was from a beef cow, that sort of thing. And if you didn't know that, a dairy cow is going to have yellow fat on its meat, and a beef cow is going to have sort of a whitey, more granular fat for its meat.
Is it an actual different kind of cow, or is it based on what they eat and how they're raised?
It's how they're raised and how old they are. A dairy cow is going to be older. A beef cow is going to be slaughtered at 18 months probably, which is a horrible thought even.
That's awful.
That,
18 what is veal?
Months.
How old is a cow?
Veal is from a calf that would be 4 or 5 days old to maybe 4 months. 4 weeks old.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, and I'm betting a lot of people don't even know that, frankly. The fact that these animals are, most of them are bulls, and they have no practical value. Dairy heifers have the value of being able to be bred. Once in a while, a bull is kept if it's really good, grows to maturity, is used to breed cows,
and thus the chain continues. But for the most part, bulls are not valued. Boys are not valued, if you will. And so they go off to be slaughtered at very young ages, and the meat's considered very tender. And so there you go. That's what that. Yeah, it is. We think differently. If you grow up and, excuse me, your survival is based on eating the things that you produce on the farm, then it has a different impact on you. You feel differently about it.
Well, yeah, and, that makes sense.
You know, you can also see where, you know, a lot of the animal rights people have, and correctly so, pointed out a lot of the really nasty ways that some animals have been brought into the world, and if they die, they just get thrown out on the manure pile or something like that. And these are beings, although they're more thought of by many of the dairy people as commodities. More and more folks are getting sensitized. Rather, when I was a kid, I was desensitized to all of this stuff because I saw that the bull calf had no value and therefore it went to the market to be slaughtered and used for veal. How many people love a veal parmesan sandwich?
But we always knew that it was a baby calf. My mom grew up a farm girl. I was actually the only red meat eater in our family, and the only red meat I would eat was ground beef or a fillet. And then last year it was June, and there was that story about the cows who escaped from the slaughterhouse, and one of the cows actually was out on the lam for, a few days, and then Jody Messina adopted it. From that moment, I have not eaten red meat since. I look at them like dogs now. I can't look at them as
there you go.
Something
they're
to
beings.
Eat.
Yeah. So then you look at chicken the same way? I don't know. I don't look at chicken.
I don't eat chicken, but I do eat turkey. Yeah.
So, but a lot of people this summer, starting off Memorial Day, are eating pizza and pasta instead of the steak or chicken. So there you go. 47, almost 48 past the hour.
It's not just Brits preparing for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. According to new research from retail technology company Immersys, with nearly half of Americans saying they have something planned to mark the occasion. So what are retailers doing to meet the demand, and what impact do these major moments of celebration have on the industry? Here's Jen Balin, Chief Revenue Officer, SAP Customer Experience.
Yes, consumer shopping has absolutely changed dramatically across the decades. And I will tell you that right now, celebrating from this side of the pond, as you mentioned, what we're seeing is that consumers want to purchase memorabilia like T-shirts, etc., but more importantly, products that support them having experiences and being brought together in order to celebrate those moments in life. So alcohol, cakes, teas, cookies, those are the things that retailers should be focused on today in addition to those pieces of memorabilia in order to support people giving back to celebrating life. So again, so excited to be celebrating this from this part of the world with you. Thank you.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Three after the hour. This is the DJV program. Memorial Day weekend. Still thinking about some of the things that are going on. Tom Kreitler normally is here this time with some tips on how to fix things around the house. Has taken a trip with his family. He loves to take those trips. Very good. He's a great father. Spends a lot of time with his wife and his children. Good for him. Speaking of people who spend a lot of time at Memorial Day, I think a lot about Gary Sinise. You know, he started a foundation that serves to raise money for the veterans, first responders, their families, those in need. They have a kind of interesting educational program, very inspirational, that has helped to build a lot of community among these people. And I was reading his message. You know, this, we're all looking around at what's going on for Memorial Day. He writes, "My personal mission is what led to the founding of the Gary Sinise Foundation. It goes back to 2011. The help of supporters, we continue to expand this mission, support our nation's defenders, veterans, first responders, and their loved ones, while upholding the importance of keeping our country strong by taking care of those who serve. Our programs and projects have made a difference in many lives, but there's much more to be done. Please, I encourage you to browse through the website, look into the programs, view the videos that show the people in action that are working on this, some of the heroes, their families, and please support, pledge to support, and consider making contributions every year. Thank you.
That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Visible.
There's just not enough support for veterans when they come home, and the PTSD that they struggle with. And like you were talking about earlier, Doug, whenever the veterans who are dealing with injuries, lifelong injuries, lost limbs.
Yeah. I think I've become philosophical. I'm looking at all of the things, by the way. Just this one organization has done
for Army veterans. 77 smart homes have been built to serve wounded warriors, heroes who have had legs or arms they can't, they're not mobile. So through the money raised by Sinise, he's built 77 homes. He has conducted what are called Invincible Spirit Festivals around the country, and 80-some-odd thousand people have gone to them in the past 10 years. Through his money raising, the Sinise Foundation has served 690,000 meals across the country on Memorial Days in the last 10, 12 years. And the experiences, some of them take flight, literally. There have been 1,100 flights for veterans who hire special planes to transport these veterans, because most of the time they can't get on a commercial airliner. They just, you know, they can't fly on a plane. Sometimes you see people in wheelchairs and stuff, but folks who really have special needs, you can't get on a regular airliner. So what he does is hire private planes to get these people around. And they've done that 1,100 times using the money from the Sinise Foundation. So I use this as an example. There are plenty of others around, but this is really something that sort of marks the spirit. And, you know, one of the things that Sinise has confronted, because in Hollywood this is considered conservative. These, you know, what he does, every holiday he's very visible, but he's also a very visible actor. Been involved in lots of stuff. And yet, I can remember things being said about him, Clint Eastwood, because he has the same sort of values, because these things are not, you're considered a conservative and that's bad in Hollywood. I don't get how people think about
it. Yeah, political stance should not have anything to do with your job unless you're in politics.
No. There's a great song and a poem called Let There Be Peace on Earth that I would like to sort of, this maybe is a tone setter. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers, all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now with every step I take. Let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. That's something we ought to hold close to our hearts on this day. 58:59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.